Hello.
Hey, Stacey, how's it going? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, hanging in there. I feel like I'm getting a cold or something, but let's hope not. But I did have some feedback. It looks like they are considering doing it, but it can't be a glider. I guess they're not landing on gliders right now for whatever reason.
Okay, so it can't be a glider kit?
Right. Was there any other vehicles that you guys were looking at by any chance? Or?
Yeah, we are looking at a Freightliner, a regular Freightliner. I haven't called the dealership on it yet. That must be why the dealer is trying to get a hold of me. I just got through the door, and there's a message on my answer machine from the dealer, from Mark.
Oh, is there?
And, yeah, but I haven't called him back yet.
Do they have the Freightliner?
No, they aren't the dealer that has the Freightliner. It's a different dealer in Alabama that has the Freightliner that we're looking at. Did they give you a price of how much they're willing to approve us for, or...
No, but typically, I mean, my concern is that usually they want 50% down in this case. I'll double check. Let me find out, but I wanted to give you a heads up on the glider. But
okay, so they don't like the glider kit?
Yeah, for what reason? Yeah, they just said, we currently are not considering glider trucks. Let us know if we're able to review this applicant with another truck. So that's all they said. So I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar.
Strange?
It is, yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me, to be honest, but... But
okay.
Let me see what they say as far as the amount and whatnot too, and I'll get back to you.
Is there any year stipulations? Because the truck that we're looking at down in Alabama is a 2006. See, we're trying to stay away from the emissions. Do you know what that is?
Oh yeah, yeah. 2006, I think, is the cutoff, isn't it? Or is it?
Yeah. Well, 2007.
2007.
So
that's right.
We're trying to. Yeah, that's why we went with the glider, because we don't want anything to do with those emissions, because the motors are going in them left and right, and I don't want to buy a truck and have to put a motor in it.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday.
So I'm trying very hard to stay away from any truck that has that new emissions on it, unless it's had a motor already replaced in it, which then it's out of my price range.
Gotcha. Yeah, let me see. Let me find out for you, and I'll see what they say as far as the actual amount goes.
Yeah, because the truck I'm looking at now this 2006, the asking price is $43,000, but I'm already talking to the dealer, and I'm going to ask him a lot. It's under a new price today, my husband just said, for $39,000, but I already talked to the dealer on it once and told him that I wouldn't pay what he's asking, because you never do.
Right. Well, that's good. It's dropping in price. That's a good sign. He's looking to get rid of it, so maybe he will negotiate quite a bit.
Well, I'm gonna offer him $35,000.
There you go. Well, let me know.
The worst he's gonna do is tell me no. It isn't like I haven't heard that before. I've been married 27 years.
Crack me up. Okay. Well,
if, you know, they had a problem with the 2006.
Usually,
truck,
it's
you know?
10 years, but so you're safe.
Okay.
It's 2016 now, so we're good.
Okay. But I know this truck's had like a bunch of work on it, like with the motor and the turbos and, you know what I mean? New head installed in February of 2016. I've got like, you know, I've done all my research on this one particular truck. So I'm going to call the dealer and talk to him about it. And I'll let you talk to your people and see if this would be a problem. But if I have to have, you said I might have to have half the money down.
That's what my experience has been in the past, but it may not be the case this time. So I want to get clarification on that and see if there's a specific amount they're willing to work with and go from there.
All right, if you could find out and I could find out, please don't be offended, but I'll find out from Shane who his finance people are. So if you could find out, please, and I'll find out from Shane who he deals with, and we can. I'll talk to you in just a little bit.
That works.
Okay, thank you so much, Dennis.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.